Hello, I'm Dee Nolan, author of A Food Lover's Pilgrimage to Santiago. I'm in the city of Santiago de Compostela. I'm sitting in the Pilgrim's office with Maria Neira. Maria is a coordinator and has worked in the Pilgrim's office for 10 years. And what she does is that she gives pilgrims finishing their pilgrimage the official certificate called a Compostela. Now, 4 years ago, I was in this office, Maria, getting my Compostela, and I'll never forget that moment. It was such an emotional moment. I had done about 300 to 400 kilometers of the way of the French, and it was a real goal to get that certificate. Maria, can you tell me, can you explain what the Compostela is?
The Compostela is a certificate from the Cathedral of Santiago that is given to all those persons who walk at least the last 100 kilometers of the way or do the last 200 kilometers by bicycle for religious or spiritual purposes.
So how do you get a Compostela? How do you prove that you have done that?
You have to show a pilgrim's passport, okay? A credential, it's called a credential, where the pilgrim has to put the stamps along the way with the dates, okay? All of stamps from all the places along the way, okay? To prove that he or she has been in all those places.
And Maria, where do you get your passport, your credential?
You can get credentials all around the world. There are associations of the Way of St. James in almost every country. You have associations in United States, Canada,
Australia,
of course, in Europe, everywhere. I mean, in Germany, Ireland, United Kingdom, Finland. And if you can't get a credentials, in some points of the way you can get one.
I remember when I was doing my pilgrimage, that excitement every day of getting that stamp. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're staying in the refugios, they will have a stamp. The churches often have a stamp along the way. And sometimes even in a bar.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't look sort of when
course.
You see the ones from the bar and think the pilgrims are having too good a time.
You can put a stamp so you stop for having a coffee or having something to eat. It's a good idea to ask for a stamp there. Why not?
And some of them are very beautiful, aren't they? They're really, really.
Yeah, really beautiful. And
so, Maria, can you tell me a little about the history of the Compostela? When did this... I mean, I can't imagine the medieval pilgrims had a Compostela because there wasn't paper in the Middle Ages.
In the Middle Ages, pilgrims get a scallop shell, which is the symbol of the pilgrimage to Santiago. But it was very easy to get a scallop shell without doing the Camino. So it was when the Cathedral of St. James decided to do a special certificate, okay, to award all those pilgrims who have done the pilgrimage.
And when was that roughly? You know, was it in the last few decades?
In the Middle Ages, what they gave to pilgrims was like a certificate made of papyrus, I think.
They had certificates?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. And have some of them turned up, do you know? Or there must be some in the museum here, or I'm sure there are.
Maybe.
Absolutely. The question, Maria, that's asked, you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation about the Compostela being for people who have done the pilgrimage for a religious or a spiritual purpose. Can you explain a little more about that so people understand the level of religiosity and spirituality?
Okay, the Compostela is a religious certificate that gives you the welcome to Santiago. Okay, but of course there are a lot of people from different nationalities, from different cultures, and from different religions. Sorry. So, you didn't have to take the word religious in the strict sense, that is, spiritual reasons to think about yourself. If you have something else than just walk for sport or culture, we will give you the Compostela.
Oh, that's wonderful. So the question you ask when someone arrives in the pilgrim office, what is the question?
The question is, what's your motivation for having done this pilgrimage? Some pilgrims know their real motivation. I come for religious, spiritual reasons, for thinking about myself because I have a very stressed life or whatever. But some of them say, well, I don't know. Maybe I started the way just for fun, but now I think I have something else. When they doubt, what I do is, it's very, very simple. Just answer me this question. For you, it's the same to do the way of St. James of, or to walk in the Pyrenees. You have something else? He said, yeah, of course. Okay, you have something else. You come to think about yourself, to think about your life for spiritual reasons. And it's very simple.
Yes. And, you know, I think very few people who spend some time on the pilgrim path, most people find some spirituality in it, even if they didn't start out seeking spirituality, I think, because it comes in lots of different ways, doesn't it? In the comradeship, on the path.
Yeah, I agree with you, because during the way you don't use your mobile telephone, you use it just for telephoning your family or friends. You don't watch TV, and this gives you the opportunity to think about your life, to think about yourself.
And it's a great time of reflection and contemplation, which we don't have a lot of time in our lives these days for that, do we? Now, this morning, just a little while ago, when I walked into the office to meet you, there were three pilgrims there who you were giving them their Compostela, so that was a very big moment for them, and they were obviously very, very pleased. Can you tell me about them?
There was a girl from Japan, a mom from Barcelona, and another one from Germany. Okay, so the mom from Barcelona, he told me it was his fifth or sixth Camino. So, but for the girl from Japan, it was like exciting, arriving here. So thank you, and we always try to say welcome, congratulations, with a smile. And some pilgrims tell us, thank you for your smile. Just thank you for your smile. Okay, we try to be kind, to ask about the Camino, how was your experience. But the problem is that during the summer, we don't have that opportunity because we have a long queue of pilgrims waiting for their Compostela. And it's very difficult to ask or to speak to them. Okay, it's difficult. But it's always a very good experience to see the smile on the people's faces.
Well, of course, I should explain that we're talking now in February. So, you know, it is the middle of winter in Galicia and in Santiago de Compostela. So these three people today are pretty plucky pilgrims because they've been walking, you know, in very cold times and very wet times too. But in the summer, it's a very different story, isn't it? Because the pilgrimage is now so, so popular. And I think I saw the latest figures that last year there were 192,000 people got their Compostela. So that's just the people who had got the pass stamps on their passports and got their Compostela. You must, you know, in the 10 years you've been in the pilgrim office, seen some very emotional moments with people finishing their pilgrimage.
Yeah, of course. We have sad moments and funny moments and a little bit of everything. I can tell you, for example, I remember 2 years ago I was doing Compostelas. A man arrived and he came to me. He told me, I'm here. I have finished my pilgrimage and this is my son. He comes with me along the way. I said, your son? And he gave me a little box with the ashes of his son, and then he told me the story. His son had died in a crash accident a year ago, so that boy always wanted to walk the Camino, so he decided to do the Camino for his son. Told me, I'm crying, but I'm crying with joy because I've done what my son wanted to do, so I'm happy, and I've done it. So when Martin Sheen shoot the film The Way here in Santiago, and he was doing the pilgrimage with that boss of ashes, okay? He was not the first to do it, I'm sure.
Oh,
he was not the first, but we always have funny moments. For example, a very young couple from Germany, they came here in their honeymoon. Your honeymoon, really? And you did the Way of St. James as a honeymoon? I can't imagine myself doing that. Said, yeah, because the way is like life and like matrimony in itself. That is, it has ups and downs, but the important thing is to arrive together to the finish line, that is Santiago in this case. And I think it's very beautiful.
That's a pretty great start to a marriage.
During the way, you have very thought moments. So if you are able to do the way together with your partner without arguing or whatever, I think that it would be a good start. A good start, that's true.
Absolutely. Now, you've walked the pilgrimage yourself, haven't you, some of the pilgrimage?
Yeah. I've done the way 3 times, but just the last 100 kilometres.
But it's very beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's through Galicia. Yeah. And what I loved about that last 100 kilometres was... You know, I suspected that the closer I got to Santiago de Compostela, the less rural and isolated it would be. But it wasn't at all. Right through till the last few hours, you're really out there in beautiful Galicia. So it's a wonderful end to the pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Maria, can I just end by asking you, is there sort of advice, really, first of all, for pilgrims, especially in the busier months, in sort of spring, summer, of course, is very, very busy, and autumn, not quite so. But, is there a time of day or for pilgrims coming into the pilgrim office?
Yeah, sometimes we have a lot of problems here during the summer because pilgrims arrive here after having walked a lot of kilometers in the sun, and the problem is that they faint or they haven't eaten anything for hours. So my advice is to walk in the early hours of the morning, okay? Then stop, have a siesta, which is very, very, very,
very
Spanish, yeah, of course, and then start walking again at 5-6 o'clock when it's not so hot, okay? Because the important thing is to arrive in Santiago, but it's not a marathon, you know. You can walk in the morning, then have a stop, and then walk in the afternoon again or in the evening. Because here at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, there is still sunlight in the summer, so you have a lot of hours to walk.
I think that's really, really wise advice. And when they get to Santiago de Compostela, of course, most pilgrims want to go to the pilgrim mass, which is daily at 12 o'clock. And it's a very, very moving experience, and I really, really recommend it. But they can come to the pilgrim office and get their Compostela. At what times of the day are
we
you
open? We
are open
from 9 to 9 every day, but sometimes we are not able to close at 9 because we have a long, long queue of pilgrims waiting. So we close maybe at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, but we try to close at 9 because we have our private life as well.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's difficult because normally we are able to do all the Compostelas.
Maria,
we work very hard the summer, I have to say. Thank you to my co-workers for the hard work.
Well, I've seen that hard work. I arrived at the end of May and it was already really quite busy.
Yeah.
And I got my Compostela in sort of late afternoon, and I probably, waited in the queue for about an hour. But, I felt that was part of the experience.
Yes, true. Because while you're waiting in the queue, you can chat with other pilgrims, okay?
Absolutely.
Maybe the person who's waiting behind you have a good idea or a good experience to tell you, okay? So, why don't we have a coffee after getting our Compostelas together and I tell you about my Camino and...
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think the pilgrimage, goes on in the queue, that sense of fellowship.
Yeah.
And that sense of being connected, really connected with other people who've done it, which is one of the most special feelings.
I have to tell that from last year, we have a service here from Easter to the end of the summer, which is called Amigos Welcome Service. Amigos in Spanish means friends. And there are people from all around the world, okay, that ask the pilgrims about their experiences while they are waiting at the queue. That is, we know that they have to wait, how was your experience? How are you? Do you need anything? Can I give you some advice about a hotel in Santiago or whatever? And it's a very good service. Mainly they are from the United States, Ireland, Australia as well, and
England, I think the England, CSJ England. Doing that,
and I remember that last year we have a man from Australia called Alan, and he gave us a little koala.
Oh,
and it was beautiful.
Oh, well, as an Australian, I'm so thrilled to think there's a little koala.
I have to tell that many Australians give us little koalas or boomerangs.
Yes.
Okay, it's a souvenir. And it's a good... You're doing Compostela, this is for you. But have you done the Camino with this little koala? Yeah, yeah, and now it's for you. Okay, it's so, so nice.
Oh, well, as I say, I think that makes me very happy to think
I have to say that Australians are very friendly people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, look, Maria, I can't thank you enough for your help. It's really helpful to people starting out on their pilgrimage to know what happens at the end of it. And honestly, I think for any pilgrim arriving at the pilgrim office and seeing your wonderful smile, that would absolutely be the perfect ending to it.
Thank you so much.
So thank you, Maria.
My pleasure. Thank you.